wasn't he in the Twin Peaks movie?
I never saw it.
It was Twin Peaks-ish.
Well, there goes David Lynch for you with his Lynchian mentality.
You know, he released an album recently.
Mr. Wicked?
That Noah. Wicked game? Noah. David Lynch.
Oh. Okay.
I have no idea what style or anything, but I just remembered it right now.
Okay.
I assume it's fantastic.
Probably is. You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
What is this? Oh, that's not even playing.
There we go. There's some ominous music. If one could call that
some
music.
Timpanies. Maybe there were some timpanies.
At the beginning, yes. Should have played this when we were yammering. I just want to listen to this whole album now. Everyone should feel lucky, because I forgot to bring both the Batman Forever and the Batman and Robin soundtrack, and I was just going to play everything off of there.
Doesn't the first Batman soundtrack have a pretty awesome song, too? Like,
oh, made by Prince, like Bat Dance or something?
Yes, exactly, Bat Dance.
There's one of those songs off that album is usually played on Conversation Digest, which I assume is happening tonight. I've heard it might be.
I've heard stories.
But don't keep your hopes up just in case. Because you never know. And flopping around on the Stupid Dumb Show tonight is... Should I start the first song?
Sure, I guess.
It's Mr. Danger, first name Harvey, with Carlotta Valdez. Valdez? Exxon Valdez? Right here on WRNBLP.
You
I rock that song on Guitar Hero.
That was Block Party with Helicopter, the flying machine with the whirly bird blades. I don't know why I kept... That's not the full... The title is actually just Helicopter.
The flying machine with the whirly bird blades.
You have to wear those goggles. And maybe I'm thinking of the gnomes and...
And a scarf.
In Warcraft, where they're flying those things like, let's fly the airplane! Or, that's not the right...
Where you get the impression that they were showing it like a minute beforehand and told it was an airplane?
Well, you click on the unit and they're like, let's go! Quit clicking on me! If you click on them like 4 or 5 times. That
Zug, Zug.
Not the That is a grunt Gabu. Of the orc.
Yes.
Orc grunt. They go and chop down trees and get you...
Wood.
Ah, yes. Why did I want to think that they were going into the Vespine mine? Wrong game. Right company, wrong game. I'm just on crazy tonight. What the hay is going on, yo? And we're recording. That's good.
Yep. That's sometimes that doesn't happen.
Usually, it's 15 minutes in. Okay, gotta start over. And it's never the same, though. It's always a pain.
We are always unique and awesome.
Yes. Very much so. I'll play this one for the background. Oh, the background music is from the first Hellboy movie tonight. If that helps with anything.
I don't think it helps, but it doesn't hurt.
Well, it's October and it's getting near Halloween. A week and a half before Halloween.
You have your costuming... accessories all picked out and assorted.
I'm going to go as a very lazy person.
I've had a couple good ideas. I had two new ideas today that I'm, one of which, excited about, but kind of hard to pull off because I don't think I'm going to put that much work into a costume.
The question I have to ask is not a radio appropriate.
The second idea I had today was really, really awesome and should be super easy to pull off. I can't say what it is.
Okay, I don't have a question for that one, but I definitely have one for the first one while this song is playing. This is Super 8-Bit Brothers with Next Generation right here on WMBLP.
Will we like the same things at least? 'Cause he still keep his furnaces fiery? And what about the things he eats? Does he talk in some future speech? Will we understand each other reasonably, or just communicate with telepathy? Fear and doubt feed like fires as we travel through the stars on our way to Mars. I wanna fight to live another day. I wanna travel to galaxies far away. Something about tomorrow kinda makes me feel like dancing. It kinda makes me feel like
It was Pig Face with Mind Your Own Business. Pig Face. It's a... The entire band is made out of people with wearing pigs on their face.
Wasn't he in Nine Inch Nails, or am I thinking of someone else?
Usually they have guest people.
Well, I mean, like, way back when.
Pig Face?
Something makes me think that.
Well, let me look that up for clarification purposes.
We only deal in facts around here. We don't want
to. Yes.
We don't want to spread misfacts.
That's the correct term, misfacts. Martin Atkins?
It's also the name of my sixth grade teacher, Miss Fax.
Well, it sounds like she got everything correct.
Yep, yeah, she did.
Yeah, the guy was not in Nine Inch Nails.
Huh.
Trent Reznor helped him out on a song, and then he took the song for his own album, which was called Suck.
Maybe I'm thinking, was American McGee, not American McGee, but the guy who did the music for American McGee's Alice.
Oh, Chris Vrenna?
Sure.
Yeah, he was in Nine Inch Nails. Okay. He's the live drummer.
That's probably who I'm thinking of.
He has a new album coming out soon, if you were wondering, with his band called Tweaker. Yeah, that'll be his third album. See? Facts.
Not necessarily ones you want or can use or will ever need to know again.
No, you can instantly forget them and still be good with life.
Just like most things.
Well, not the nuclear code suitcase. Don't forget those in a Russian bar. I don't know.
Well, those are hard to forget, though, because those are usually, you know, handcuffed to you.
Well, if you lose your wrist and your hand.
Oh, I think you have bigger problems than forgetting if your wrist and or hand is gone.
Like blood loss?
Yes.
What am I looking? Why am I?
And probably in a pretty bad environment if you're somewhere where you can lose your hand and or wrist.
Unless you have leprosy. It's like, oh, my wrist fell off. Why do I have the suitcase chained to it? Okay, that's enough of that. Next up on the Stupid Dumb Show is The Darling Thieves with Welcome to My World. Right here on WNBLP.
Said you were gonna be next to Marion Dracula.
What?
I'm going to be the next to Marion Dracula.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Spit that thing out of your mouth.
I'm gonna be the next Canadian Dracula.
You are. You're not even Canadian.
I'm not Dracula either, but I got what it takes.
Okay, so what are you gonna do to get in shape?
Well, I've just been starting kind of easy.
Yeah, like what?
I've just been starting with fake blood first. Okay. I've been putting it on ice cream.
You've been putting fake blood on Sundays?
Yeah.
Fake blood, you scare me like the real thing. And if you were the real thing, you'd scare me more. So pour it up like it's a real thing. Fake blood, you rock me like the real thing, yeah. So pour it on like it's a real thing, yeah. Fake blood,
Syphil and Ollie. If you didn't know, that was about fake blood.
Kind of like the real thing.
Well, it's kind of scary. I think that was a lyric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. That has to be played. This is WNBLP. This is now time for celebrity birthdays, because you want to know which celebrity or which celebrities are getting older. O.J. Simpson, 41. Homer Simpson, 41. George Washington, 45. Not the president. He's an extra in Friends, the TV show. You might have seen him when they were down in Central Perk, their coffee place. Melinda... what?
Your knowledge of that show makes me sad inside.
Well, it's the information that won't help me that sticks with me. Melinda Gates, Bill Gates' wife, 48. Steve Jobs, 61. His ego was 89. Barry Sanders, the football guy, 34. Rick Moranis, 67. Pizza the Hut, 88. Jason Voorhees of Nightmare on Friday Street, or Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare on Friday Street. Really? Is 450 years old. Sylvester Stallone, 61. Michael J. Fox, 90. And Michael F. Fox, 89. That was your celebrity birthdays.
I'm surprised there's not a movie called Nightmare on Friday Street. It seems like the obvious parody title.
Wasn't that Freddy versus Jason?
that wasn't a bad movie. It was just, it was what you were expecting.
They both lost, and they both went to hell in their nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
With a mask
and a claw.
Yeah, that was right at the end on the beach. That was the beach, or was it some dirt?
Both.
Beach dirt. Speaking of which, next up is Devo with Beautiful World. Right here on WNRBLP-ish. The Hanson brothers with Not for Mary Lou.
Not for her.
Not in the long shot.
That's one of the rare Hanson brothers songs that's not in some way about hockey.
Wasn't there one song called This Song Is Not About Hockey?
I think it was still about hockey.
They lied!
That's interesting. That reminds me of the Venture Brothers Carousel song.
Crap, now that I said it.
I've heard that off every once in a while. Just listen to it.
I can't find the folder. No, there it is. As soon as someone brings it up, it has to be played. Like a reward. Pavlov's dogs. Drool.
I just like to see like a marching band playlist in a parade or, you know, a halftime show.
That would be tough to do. And you'd probably cringe a little bit.
It still gets me.
You could have a gang of roaming clowns running through the stands.
And they probably wouldn't get hurt at all by people punching them. Maybe.
Are you saying if you were in the stands at a sporting event and you saw clowns running at you, you'd start throwing punches instead of running?
Well, if there was no blood on them to begin with, then I'll throw a punch. If they have blood on them, then they're angry and want to eat me. Then I would run.
I think all clowns are in default state of angry and hungry.
Now you just changed my entire mind about clowns. Okay, next up on this fine radio show with excellent background music is The Islands with Where There's a Will, There's a Whalebone.
Don't be in a real feed. the drums on? I didn't hear that.
That was Chester of Syphil and Ollie fame with his hit single Stolen Holiday. And he's going to go to the zoo.
Well, no, because his girlfriend that he doesn't have has all the zoo passes.
Oh, all 48 of them?
Yep. Small zoo, they can't let that many people in.
He's just going to stay home and probably
eat cereal.
Yeah, I want some cereal now. Frosted Flakes or Cap'n Crunch?
Cap'n Crunch.
I don't care what the roof of my mouth feels like after. It'll hurt, but it'll be wonderful. It'll be bloody and raw. That was unnecessary. Okay. Synchronized sighs. That's apparently what this show's all about. Just sighing at the same time. I know, I can't think of anything.
Wow. This movie is... This music sounds too sneaky to have been in Hellboy.
I think it was Danny Elfman who made it.
I don't know.
You're going to dispute that fact?
This doesn't sound that Elfman-y.
Hellboy. Danny. Yeah?
And I thought... Really? I thought Tim Burton was kind of the king of Danny Elfman.
He lets him out of his cage every so often.
And really, when's that Oingo Boingo tour going to start up again?
As soon as Tim Burton releases him freely. Now I want to watch Hellboy 2 again.
Maybe that's why he has so much power over Elfman. He has the rest of Oingo Boingo locked in a cage somewhere.
As soon as you do every movie I've ever done, I let you back. Back into the wild. Back into the 80s.
Where you can start rocking out again.
I don't see that's going to happen. He's going to take Danny Elfman to his grave. Along with Helena Bonham Carter.
And Johnny Depp.
Yes, and Johnny Depp. It's probably just his alter ego. Where he puts on some makeup and...
No.
I'm Johnny Depp. I was in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Maybe Johnny Depp is the other three.
Put together?
No, like, he is all of them. Like, he just runs around changing outfits really quick and...
That's why he's in so many movies. He's very versatile. Okay. That wraps up that conversation. Next up is a staple. And not really. It's not a metal object punched through paper to keep them together. But more of a mainstay. Something that hasn't been played in a while that everyone loves.
You could even say a fan favorite.
Yes, a fan favorite. The Old Codger with hotcakes and sausage. Right here.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving. You know the kind I need. Then serve them with your hugging. Some coffee. Some cream. Hotcakes and sausage. Kiss me, honey, do. Cause your brand new loving brought me home to you. Put my pinto saddle down. Said a sad goodbye. Said so long to pals in town. Tear was in my eye. I took a shift to Paris, France. Stopped to see a vet. I asked her for a bite to eat.
She gave him crepes, Suzette.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage, will ya? Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Come on, flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. I took a trip to ancient Rome, traveling night and day. I got so lonesome for my home, Teresa, she would say. Oh, Casadich, oh, Casadich, you are so belladon. I asked her for hot cake sausage.
She gave them rigatone.
Make me some hot cakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown, hot cakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. They took me to Old Berlin, flew down through the sky. When we landed, I went in to see what I could buy. I found a big Fraulein in town. Your food is good, no doubt. I said, I'd like my hotcakes brown.
She gave him sauerkraut.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage, I said. Rip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Going from town to town. I made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving. You know the cat I mean. Then serve them with your hugging. Some coffee, some cream. Hotcakes and sausage. Kiss me, honey, too. Cause your brand of loving brought me home to you.
The concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding. Living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything, everything you own. Your toothbrush jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did your walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint. And your favorite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you've sold your chair. So you just stand there. You just stand there.
On the counter of the 7-Eleven, from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven, the manager Bevan starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Landlines on your balls, have you paid your rent yet?
In a city, pressure. City pressure.
Just to pay for your lessons, you're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.
Totally should.
Yeah, there's puns are probably the best invention by man.
Agreed. That was Flight of the Conchords with Inner City Pressure. Nothing with inner ear pressure, because that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to yawn, or chew gum, or shove a Q-tip in your ear really far to get out the pressure.
Yeah, that last one just caught, gets rid of the pressure, but it just causes more pain.
Well, it just, I didn't say it wasn't going to cause pain. It just releases the pressure. Like releasing the Kraken. Sorry.
I still haven't seen that. I don't know the awfulness of that in its fullness.
If you're going to watch it, you should only watch it for one reason.
The Kraken?
For this statement.
Release the Kraken!
Liam Neeson at his best. Mr. Zeus.
I think Liam Neeson at his best was when he was Darkman.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It's fantastic.
Isn't that what's-his-name's stuff?
Raimi.
Yes.
Yes, it was
his name. Not what's-his-name. Sam Raimi name.
I remember the plot of the movie. I can't really remember any scenes except him running around screaming, Julie! Julie!
Wow. I guess he's after someone named Julie.
Oh, and Ted's in it.
Ted?
Ted Raimi.
My first thought was Keanu Reeves as Ted. That would have been fine. I would have been okay with that.
Ted gets his roles in movies mostly based off of his brother.
Wasn't he in Cabin in the Woods for a scene or two?
I haven't seen Cabin in the Woods.
Yes, you have.
I believe I was asleep on the couch.
Then you have not seen it. There we go.
But he was in the Spider-Man movies. He's in Darkman movies.
He's probably up. He was up with J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
One of his lackeys.
He was in Xena and Hercules, which Sam Raimi was the executive producer on. He was Jaxter, the incompetent, bumbling guy.
So what do you think that he thinks about his brother? incompetent. What's that?
He was in Sequest, too.
Well, everyone was in Sequest. Even Jonathan Brandis, who killed himself later. That's how he died.
And all dolphins.
All of the dolphins died. Every dolphin ever named Darwin.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
And Mark Hamill.
He was an alien. That came from a galaxy far, far away. A long time ago. next up on the Stupid Dumb Show is the Beastie Boys with Hey Ladies. Ladies.
Hey, ladies!
Jerry.
Like
say the fucker, brother.
You are listening to WNRB LP Walton 93.3 FM. Free bananas, free peppercorn.
I've been cheating on you ever since we broke up. I've been dreaming about you ever since I woke up. And now my hearing's disappearing ever since you spoke up. So I'll devise a plot to break your heart. Think up a plan that I'll never care. Birthday party just to tell me I should grow up. And then I see another girl and I think I'm gonna throw up. So I'll devise a plan to nuke your man. Dirty tricks to come back and take command. I'll win your hand, we'll hijack a plane and we're never gonna land. Don't let me down.
The ups and downs on WNRB LP Wausau. Second feature of the night. Learn a term on the Stupid Dumb Show. Where there's a will, there is a way. Originally stated by Will Smith. Where there is me, there is a way. It's better in my head. Hair of the dog that bit you. Brian, misunderstanding most things in life, had a dog bite him. He got rabies. Upon remembering the phrase, hair of the dog that bit you, he cut off a patch of that dog's hair and made some tea from it. Unfortunately, it made him sicker.
That only works with werewolves.
Oh, you get to shoot him then. With a silver bullet, and then you get free of the werewolf curse. Unless...
I heard that drinking their hair as tea helps, too.
Oh, I was thinking of the, why can't I think of the... Monster Squad. Do they do that in there? Or they just kick werewolves there's only nards?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I remember from that movie.
Okay, the last and final learn a term. Scapegoat. A goat used to escape. Mitchell was so far lost in the cave, he was just about to give up. Suddenly, he remembered he had a scapegoat in his backpack. He smiled, grabbed the goat, and instantly, he was outside the entrance to the cave. I'll have to remember this next time. he said with a grin, thinking fondly of his girlfriend. That was Learn a Term, right here on WNRB LP's very own Stupid Dumb Show. Now you are smarter.
Hmm. Well, that's generally true any time they listen to us.
The second time through? Or the fourth?
Any time?
All of the time.
All of the times. Each of them.
It's getting warm in here. I wish there was a window in here to crack.
You could crack all of them.
Yes. Yes, I would. And it gives... It's cold outside. Or colder. And it would feel wonderful. Why can't Bobcat Goldthwaite be here to open them for me? The windows that do not exist.
You'd hire a contractor, have some windows put in, and then open them.
It better be free. Okay. Speaking of windows, next up is the Butthole Surfers with... They came in. Hmm. Probably about Windows. Right here on WNRBLP.
together.
And I am downright amazed at what I can destroy with just a hammer. And I am downright amazed at what I can destroy with just a hammer.
Let's see if I get the name of this correctly. That was Adam and His Package, and I'm Downright Amazed What I Can Destroy With Just a Hammer. That was the song title. And I didn't listen to most of it, but I'm assuming it was a list of things he could destroy with just a hammer.
I think it was a song about remodeling a house.
Oh.
But he was, all his skill set offered was breaking things.
I can do that. I can break things. Stuff that usually shouldn't be broken, I can break it with ease.
Just by looking at it.
The Superman X-ray vision with the heat stuff.
Giving it the shifty eye.
That's enough to break it?
Sometimes.
Only if you roll a 20. That's a five-sided, because there's a zero.
Friend gave this to me because it.
Zero to
five? It's a six-sided dice, but its sides are 0, 1, 1, 1, 2, and 3.
What the hey?
And someone else knew what game it was for. It's something like Risk, where you roll your reinforcements, and this is the dice you roll. So, you know, you might not get any. You're probably going to get a small amount, but you're.
Ugh. I haven't played Risk in a while. I need to play it. Take Australia, and you can take the world.
No one gets into Australia once you have that lockdown.
And you just haul in the troops. And you get in a land war in Asia. That's one of the things you shouldn't do. I learned that from Vizzini.
You never bet against a Sicilian word.
When death is on the line. Now I need to watch that movie again.
It was just the 25th anniversary of that movie. Oh, the guy who wrote that wants to make a sequel, but he doesn't know if he has the ability to write one that would do justice.
That is nice of him to think that way. He can take his time, but they can't get Columbo back. They will have to get Fred Savage.
They also won't have Andre the Giant.
I knew that one. I don't know who they'd get.
The person I heard offered up was the Big Show.
Oh, yeah, he might suffice.
Because, you know, he's another big wrestler, and he's an entertaining fellow.
Entertaining fellow. But is he as bumbling as Andre the Giant?
I think he can be if he needs to be.
Okay. As long as that's there, I can deal with it. 9/15, October 19th. Okay, get on it, mister, whoever wrote it. Okay, next up on the Stupid Dumb Show. I know, I was talking to the guy who wrote the Princess Bride.
Oh.
So he needs to hop to it. Next up on the Stupid Dumb Show is an older Green Day song off their Kerplunk album. I think it's Kerplunk. Yes.
Not 1,039 Smooth Out Slappy Hours?
No, it wasn't that one. This is One of My Lies. One of them. There's probably lots of lies in there, though.
Forever.
The choice was made for you.
Yep.
We're not going to talk about why that was said.
Mysterious.
Okay. That was TV on the Radio with DLZ. Interesting enough, this is the radio right now.
And is there but there's not any TV on it.
Well, these can double as...
Monitors aren't TVs.
Well, if there's speakers next to it.
And... maybe.
I could play a television show. I think I'll play Heil Honey, I'm Home. There was a TV show that aired once in Great Britain about Hitler and Eva Braun with some neighbors. legitimate TV show. It got canceled.
Was there anything like that that show that Matt Stone and Trey Parker did about President Bush?
That's My Bush?
Yes.
It wasn't really like that. Oh, like where he's supposed to be bumbling?
Yeah, or it's like a 50s style comedy.
I think that's what they were going for with the Heil Honey, I'm Home. Heil Honey, I'm Home. It was made in 1990.
Oh, that's...
The show centers on fictionalized version of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, who live next door to a Jewish couple. The show's plot is centered on Hitler's inability to get along with his neighbors. Much like Dennis the Menace with Mr. Wilson. The show spoofed elements of 1950s and 1960s American sitcoms such as Leave it to Beaver and I Love Lucy. Eva, you got some splaining to do.
I would watch that show.
You can find it on the internet.
Oh, I may have to look for it.
And now, supposedly, a request. And anytime there's ever mention of requests, I get angry. Angry and upset, and I keep punching my knee.
Or, I don't know why, because requests theoretically mean we have listeners. Theoretically.
Yeah, well, no one knows something. And, Distillers with Love is Paranoid. Let's get this working. Are you gonna go? There we go. I'm going down to where the lucky ones have led. I lose no veil up to reveal a fascination. And if you crave it, then you know that you are ill and you're and I hold it on. And I hold it.
So easy, this life don't spoil, I'm killing time.
Teen Heroes with Radio Listener. It sounds happy, but it's not really. It's about hating the radio. Riley's in his own stuff.
A friendship ended because of that argument.
Twice. There was four people in that vehicle. There was one side and the other side.
They're on their way to the Grand Canyon. Half of them didn't make it.
Make it back.
Or make it there, or... I'm just implying they got kicked out of a moving car.
I think that the Grand Canyon has two more bodies in it.
That's not where I would do that sort of thing.
That's the last place I'd look for dead bodies.
I'd go with Detroit.
Well, they're on every street. Dead bodies. Okay. All new fractional history coming up in now. James Dean was born on a frosty night in December 1920. His mother, who literally had two left feet, failed at teaching him to walk. He was always falling over because he believed that's how people walked, thanks to his mother's poor walking habits. One day, he tipped, fell, and got his head covered in grease. Try as he might, he could never get that grease out. At the age of 15, he became good friends with a fellow named Jim Beam. Jim also had a problem walking, but it wasn't due to his parents' lack of ability to teach him to walk. Jim Beam took over his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Benjamin Franklin's business of making gutter ale. James Dean and Jim Beam were always getting drunk. At the age of 18, James Dean took up a fascination with cars and met a friend while scoping out a few of those cars. His name was Arthur Fonzarelli. James Dean quickly took up the habit of wearing leather jackets from the Fonz. On his 25th birthday, he single-handedly won World War II. He took Hitler's car as his own personal spoil of war. He was always driving around and people would always say in a hushed whisper, "There goes James Dean in Hitler's car." A few weeks later, he got into a drag racing contest with local bully Ronald Reagan. While racing down the abandoned highway, James Dean, in Hitler's car, just vanished. Reagan, so upset that he won by default, gave up acting and decided to try out the pitiful job of professional politics. To this day, if you drive down that same very highway, you can hear Hitler's car revving and James Dean cackling. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth. I learned not the drag race. With Ronald Reagan. In Hitler's car.
There's lots of things you shouldn't do in Hitler's car.
Like go in Hitler's car?
Yeah.
Or start it up?
Do not look at Hitler's car. Do not bounce Hitler's car.
What would happen?
It would bounce faster than you prepared for and hit you in the face and give you a bloody nose.
Ugh. Hitler, you're a bad person. Because of your car. Next up on the Stupid Dumb Show is Say Hi to Your Mom with Let's Talk About Spaceships. Right here on WNRBLP.
Thank you. not spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you.
That was Isley, as in Moss Isley.
I don't know if it's Moss Isley or not.
With Marvelous Things. Marvelous Things when you have a birthday and no one shows.
You get all the cake.
All the cake, all the ice cream.
All the party hats.
And kazoos. And not the kazoo that shows up in the Flintstones and calls Fred a dum-dum. Or is that Gazoo?
I think that's Gazoo. The Great Gazoo. With his little space helmet
and his green skin.
Magic powers.
My guess is he's from Mars. Pronounced that way, too.
because most people who came from outer space were Martians. Because apparently we're going to get attacked from Mars with all their ice and water. And microbes that were
and rust.
That died years ago.
All that rust.
Well, that's what the planet's made of.
In your
it's
eyes.
All rust, and it's... Why is my nose itching so much?
Got some rust in there.
Ah! I have to blow the rust out.
Rust.
It's really itchy. And it's kind of liquidy in there, too. It's not all snotty. Okay.
It's like a flume ride.
At least it's not bubbling out when I laugh. Okay, that's enough of that. Next up on the Super Dumb Show is the Buzzcocks with a song entitled, What Do I Get? There's no question mark there. That's no. It's just called, What Do I Get? Buzzcocks. Oh, this is a happy song.
I just want a lover like any other. What do I get? I only want a friend who stays to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress. I need a caress. What do I get? Just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get?
And we don't want that going on.
None of that. No business of that style.
Or business at all. I don't know where I was going with that one. That was Granddaddy with OK with My DK. Off the Someday CD record album title.
Sunday, Sunday, Someday?
Down at the auditorium. See Bigfoot destroy the Truckinator.
Sunday, Sunday, Someday.
I have a commercial that does something like that. I should play that later. But there's only 9 minutes left.
There's only 9 minutes left.
Only 9 minutes left today.
Only 9 minutes. We're gonna get cracking. We're gonna crank up the quality on this end of the show to counterbalance the rest of it.
Okay. Right now is the Foo Fighters with Ecstatic. There's a guitar going on. Right here on WNRBLP. Second guitar comes in just about now. Bass and drums enter here. Singing starts.
Thank you.
I'm sure of this. He's sure of this. But 2 + 2 = 4. I'm sure of this.
He's sure of it.
I'm sure of that.
He's sure of that.
Don't you think it would be a little bit peculiar?
But what about 1 + 1?
That's 2.
And 1 + 2 is
2. 1 = 3.
That's right.
I think I like this now. Well, what about 5 + 2?
Well, let's back up a little bit and count 2 up to 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 + 2.
So what you're saying is that 1 + 1 = 2.
2 + 1 = 3.
3 + 1 = 4.
4 + 1 = 5.
5 + 1 = 6.
6 + 1 = 7.
7 + 1 = 8.
8 + 1 = 9.
9 + 1 = 10.
10 + 1 = 10.
10 + 1 = 1.
That's a whole lot.
That was Data Rock with The Pretender, right here on WNRBRP Wausau.
They all wear matching red jumpsuits.
Are they going to go for a jog in their jumpsuits?
Maybe.
Would they also have some proton packs later for ghost catching?
No, I think theirs are more like sports/exercise oriented as opposed to utility type jumpsuits.
I could use a utility jumpsuit. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free bananas, free popcorn.
and I wouldn't trust free popcorn.
Some places have great free popcorn. Like, the place that only exists in my head.
Actually, one of my old apartments had free popcorn. Like, within our apartment, we had free popcorn.
Did you previously buy it, then it was free?
I'm going to say someone brought it into the house.
Suckers!
And I'm going to say, you know, it's like a bag the size of like a... I'm going to say it was like a 3 foot tall big bag of popcorn.
Holy jeez. I want to go to
theater,
there.
Theater style popcorn.
I was going to say theater grade popcorn. Okay, hey, we're a little bit after 10. I guess it's time to just say enough of this.
Whee! See you later, everybody!
Or maybe. Yeah, all done. I'm going to dial this down as slow as I can.
Bring it on down.
Everything's going down.
For the ladies.